What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, reigning Entertainer of the Year with the Pro Cowboy Country Artist Association, the PCCAA, we have songwriter and accomplished musician Greg Hager joining us. And Mr. Hager, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much, Warren. So great to be on the program.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, of course, and joining us today. A beautiful time of the year. We're going to be seeing a lot of concerts, a lot of performances, and not to be outdone, Mr. Hager, you're going to be out and providing some award-winning singing and songwriting. You have a concert coming up this Sunday in Jamestown. Tell us a little bit more about that and what you'll be performing here at Victory Lutheran Church in Jamestown.
You bet I do. There's a couple of opportunities this weekend. On Sunday morning, we're going to do just a little mini concert, kind of a teaser at the New Hope Free Lutheran Church. And kind of just, you know, getting folks, hey, this is something you want to bring someone else out to. And then the evening of December 19th at Victory Lutheran Church at 6:30 p.m., I've got the band. We're going to do a full Christmas concert with, I've got a six-piece band accompanying me for an original Christmas music concert. I'm a songwriter, and so I'm going to tell the Christmas story and some of the traditions and some of the wonderful things about Christmas, you know, from a songwriter's perspective. It's going to be a great, great concert at 6:30 on Sunday night.
So from that artist standpoint, Greg, you know, what is your take when it comes to performing Christmas-wise? Do you like to focus more on the true meanings of the holidays, or do you like those really festive songs? Do you find yourself also writing Christmas-themed music as well? And will you be bringing some of that with you as well?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. The entire concert will be original. Everything that I perform from the platform is always music that I've written. And so, you know, from a standpoint of a songwriter's delivery of the Christmas story, my program is what the music industry calls listening entertainment. That it's, I try to create a journey like the great entertainers of old did, that you have a starting point and an ending point, and you don't realize that time has passed in between that. And so from the stories that I write, yes, some of it is the biblical story of Christmas, but also I love to explore the traditions and even some of the applications, if I can use that word, with Christmas. It is a wonderful time of the year. And there's some really great, great things that we will deliver in music to kind of highlight some things that maybe people don't always think about when it comes to Christmas time.
So it sounds like, Greg, it's going to be just a very unique sort of Christmas program of sorts. It's not going to be song, song, song. It sounds like there's going to be sort of a interwoven story with everything.
That's exactly right. Some people say, well, Greg, you're a story singer. And in a lot of ways, that might be true, that a little bit of anecdotal story sets up and all of a sudden the song reinforces it. And that leads to a little bit more of a spoken transition into the song. And so it is kind of a weaving of, you know, the story, the traditions of Christmas, some applications, and then the music is sort of what buttons up the whole idea.
Greg Hager, again, our guest right now on Let's Talk About It, talking about his performance coming up this Sunday, that's December 19th at Victory Lutheran Church in Jamestown. And Greg, let's talk a little bit about outside of this concert. You've been extremely busy in 2021. Obviously, I'm sure dealing with the challenges as everybody is with COVID-19 and everything. How has that affected your performances, or are you just looking forward to kind of being back out and performing with people and kind of sharing your music with everyone?
Sure. Yeah. Unlike a lot of people, we never completely shut down our music performances. And in 2020, for example, kind of setting up to your question, I had 95 contracts canceled because of, you know, congregational get together type concerns. 2021, we'll finish the year with about 58 concerts, which is about a third of what we typically would do in a year. And so they've just been more distant, you know, maybe more creative venues, a lot of outdoor events this year versus some of the indoors, because venues, a lot of them are not completely wide open outside of North Dakota. You know, we're very unique and blessed here that maybe we're a little bit more reasonable in our approach to things. You know, we still continued to move forward and sought every opportunity to use music and songwriting to make a difference in people's lives. And one of those really exciting things just happened you know, with in just this year, a couple months ago, I was named the Artist of the Year with the Academy of Western Artists. I write a lot of Western music, kind of story music about life, living, love, and you know, rural, pastoral type themes, cattle and country. And the Academy of Western Artists said, you're the best of the best for this year. We're recognizing you for that. And so we did keep the music going, albeit a little bit differently.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure that means a lot to you operating through 2021, like you said, with the limited amount of concerts you've been able to put on and being able to get that recognition as well. I'm sure that, you know, it feels good having all that hard work pay off. And you've been doing this for some time too, Greg. I meant to ask that too. You've been performing and writing and doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, we have been. When I say it's my wife, and then you know our three children are now out of the house. But we traveled as a family. But this is our 13th year of being full time using music to be our livelihood. And prior to that, I had a full time job that distracted me from the music. But we've for 13 years now been doing that with music. When I was a kid, I learned to play guitar, and I started writing music at the age of 7, and knew I wanted to use music to make a difference. And so it became kind of was hobbyish, and then it became all of my vacations were spent doing music concerts. And then, it was just finished up the 13th year of being full time using music to do that, traveling all around the world. I've done 3 concert tours in Japan. I've got 8 full-length original albums recorded. I'm the most prolific writer in North Dakota history. My 9th album is an EP in Japanese. You know, we're just keeping that dream moving forward. And to get to call North Dakota home, it's a thrill to go out and say I'm from North Dakota.
Well, and just kind of bouncing off of that too, Greg, do you ever find yourself when you're performing or when you're driving around, or like I said, with this upcoming concert here at Victory Lutheran Church on December 19th, do you find yourself kind of taken out of the moment and just thinking, wow, I'm really at this point in my career? And do you ever have those moments when you're performing?
I do, but I grew up on a grain and dairy farm, and one of the things that has been underwriting in everything that I do, which leads up to the music, is what is worthwhile has a cost associated with it, and that's hard work. And so, I've tried to remind myself that no matter what level of success I achieve, the notoriety, however big stage or little stage, I'm here. It's a blessing to be here. And I don't ever want to take presumption of that. On occasion, I will look back and I'll say, wow, this is an incredible amount of work. Hundreds of days. We average 200 days a year traveling, a couple hundred days a year living in a vehicle or doing concerts. That tremendous amount of work. And then you get a pat on your back and say, I'm grateful for the recognition, the Entertainer of the Year, the highest award, Artist of the Year, the highest award, depending upon the association, to get to be here and do a Christmas concert. I'm not better than anyone. I just have taken a dream and I've not given up on it to achieve this level. But, Greg is Greg. And so I try to always remind myself that, be humble. Be right. Kind, that this is a blessing to be here.
Well, and we're appreciative that you're here too, Greg. And of course, as you continue to perform, we're so glad you're still able to do it across North Dakota. And of course, locally, being from the area, you'll be again at Victory Lutheran Church this Sunday. That is December 19th, starting at about 6:30 will be the concert. And like Greg said, performing a little bit earlier in the day. Greg, if anybody has questions about your music, or they want to learn more about you, or they want to stop by and see you at Victory Lutheran Church, where can they get more information about you and your music?
You bet. The best first place to go is simply the website, greghager.com, GREGHAGER.com. And if folks want to jump on Google and enter Greg Hager, I will be the first series of hits that they come to. If they want to check out the music, Amazon and iTunes, Spotify, all of the outlets that folks are accustomed to getting their musical entertainment. All of 9 of my albums are on those locations. The mini concert in the morning is at New Hope Free Lutheran, and that's right there in Jamestown at 1545 4th Avenue North. Northwest, rather, 1545 4th Avenue Northwest. And then the evening concert, the big band show, is at Victory Lutheran Church, is hosting it in their newer sanctuary. That's at 510 9th Avenue Southwest. And again, that's a full band production. I've got a 6-piece band backing me up for that Christmas show on Sunday night at Victory Lutheran.
Very good. Very good. So check it out. Greg Hager again, in Jamestown on December 19th. Greg, anything else you'd like to leave us with this morning?
I just would like to wish everybody, a Merry Christmas, and to, to let this year be a year that you focus on the stuff that's important, friends and family and the meaningful traditions of the season, and invite somebody to come out to the concert. This is a time we all could use some encouragement and some uplifting, and we will give that to you in the concert on Sunday night.
Beautiful. Greg Hager again, Entertainer of the Year with Pro Cowboy Country Artist Association, songwriter and accomplished musician, our guest on today's show. And Greg, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Warren, thank you so much.